Cool. What did I do? So, parking brake. Well, hello. You just heard me drive with my parking brake on. That must have been exciting. Exciting radio. This is the O'Dorney Park Minicast, episode 5. I have no topic for this episode. Samazama no koto. Let's call it that. Yeah, it's amazing how it only took 4 episodes for me to exhaust whatever ideas I had in my head. But this was sort of an experiment anyway. A stream of consciousness experiment. You know, stream of consciousness as a term I first heard in high school advanced placement English, in reference to the story As I Lay Dying, which I think is a Faulkner story book. I remember being all kinds of jazzed about the idea of stream of consciousness. That was my senior year of high school, and that was about the time that I was really bouncing like a ping pong ball mentally between the idea of being a fiction writer and being a cartoonist. Being a cartoonist being what had always been on my agenda of things to do when I grow up, since the time that I could walk and talk and draw pictures of Spider-Man. But I was excited by stream of consciousness because it was something new, something that was, you know, experimenting with words and storytelling, and the same way that a lot of high school kids will have spiral-bound notebooks full of horribly angsty poetry, I had, I think, some horribly written stories told stream of consciousness style. I don't remember much about what I might have written, but one I think I wrote was, yeah, it was a story that found its way then through the summer into my first year of college. And I'm trying to remember if I took writing classes in college. I have an English degree. I went to school for English. I specifically picked a school that had a good creative writing program because, you know, it's so easy to find a job doing creative writing, and there are millions of dollars just waiting for the taking. That and other fantasies were not revealed to me until after I graduated, or at least, you know, sometime before. But anyway, so I had this story that I had written about a man lost on a battlefield, I think, who was revenge-bound to track down the villain who had defeated his army or his countrymen. I don't know. Wartime tales, not my thing. I don't know what possessed me to do that. Well, I know what possessed me to do that. I was all in the mode of being insight guy, that guy in senior year advanced placement English lit who would delightfully pick out the symbols in a story and expound on what they might mean. I don't know if that's much to the delight of others or to the chagrin of those who would much rather be taking a nap in English class. I don't know. I geeked out on it. I mean, that's the same year that I pleadingly passed copies of Alien and Aliens along to my AP English teacher, begging her to watch them and analyze them for symbolism to see if she pulled out of them the same the same pathos, the same deep meaning that I was seeing. She said that she couldn't watch them. She tried. She said she valiantly tried. She even poured herself a glass of wine, but could not make it through either movie. So, you know, that was as far as that went. Bad ideas from the start. But so anyway, I had written this story. I don't remember the character's name, but the villain's name. No, the character's name. The character's name, I think, was Legion. I think I had gotten this idea from literature elsewhere that the idea of the was it the devil being comprised of the souls of all the damned or something like that. I don't know. It wasn't my idea, but that was sort of the point. It was supposed to be heady and intellectual and subtle, and it was probably none of those things, but for 17-year-old, 18-year-old me, it was super fantabulous. And I do remember that I had envisioned the villain as some sort of faceless beast of a man with seven horns on a helmet, you know, dripping with biblical reference. So that was my first exposure to stream of consciousness. And hopefully I got better at writing and telling stories over time. But maybe someday I'll go back to symbol-drenched, intellectually self-important genre fiction, and then we can all enjoy good walk around the bend. Or maybe not. Maybe I'll just keep writing comics about my personal life and making with the funny. Okay, that's probably a good idea. So, talk to you later. Da, matane.